Cities. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. A lot to get to. I'm trying to look for some, like, messages from people last night, and they're all gone.
What do you mean? They deleted?
Yeah, I guess, but my whole thing is on the fritz. But I have a couple pet peeves.
You always do.
I always do. I thought we were not going to be able to start with it, but our first UFC interview, which is coming up, UFC 292, a big one in Boston.
Yeah.
Coming up momentarily, Gerald Mershart taking on Andre Petrosky. Then we'll have some time to bitch and scream. And then Jason Knight, as last night was the last episode of The Ultimate Fighter 31.
Yeah.
And we'll have Cody on in the third hour, Cody Gibson, who won. Hour number two, Brad Tavares taking on Chris Weidman, two pretty big names. Steve and I just saw Brad at Extreme Couture. And then Andrea Lee will be on in the second hour as well. Some cool stuff with Cody. Pretty good show on tap. I'm sure you and I will find a way to screw it up.
That's what I'm here for.
A couple of my gifts.
That I get to keep.
No, you ain't keeping nothing.
Your possession's 9/10 of the law.
Well, according to my brother, it's 100%.
Well, then this is my table.
My brother used to, when he had a boat, and obviously, they always say your two best times of owning a boat is the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
Right.
So we would go out, and his rule was anything you bring on the boat, he keeps.
Oh.
Any leftover anything.
Really?
Yeah. Food, money, anything. So I never went out on the boat again. So gift number one went to Beth and Jeff's new bar out in Las Vegas.
Okay.
I think it's the Hamburger Shack, but I'll get the exact name. It was pretty cool. Three-story, open air, third floor. They're going to have all sorts of stuff. We're going to be involved. We're going to do a live broadcast out there, which you may or may not attend. So obviously it's loaded with UFC stuff because right. She works at the UFC.
For
you
sure.
Know, like the UFC clocks. Like I've been asking you to get me, the Coca-Cola stuff, yeah. Like I want,
right.
You know, for my house.
Sure.
Which you have not come through with anything until later today.
I've absolutely done
until later today.
You.
I know. So she comes up with this. This is a light up octagon phone charger from Cuervo.
It's unbelievable.
And you can put a bottle in, and the bottle lights up. Matter of fact, I'm charging my phone as we speak. I think there's probably 8. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that there's 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, probably.
You would hope so.
You would hope.
Being an octagon.
Well, you know, sometimes we put a whole lot of credit into people that don't deserve
if it didn't have 8, I would have a problem with
right.
The manufacturer.
Exactly. So I'll post photos, and that is mine. I will carry it to broadcast. When Steve's here, he'll photograph it, and it'll be pretty cool. My second gift, get your hands off it, is a Yeti with the Knockout Radio logo on one side.
Now I have a pet peeve.
And can I finish?
Go ahead.
And then you can go into your pet peeve, which I'm sure is about me, but that's fine.
It's about the Yeti.
Okay. Diet Coke logo on the back. This was made by Laser Creations of Tampa. And I'll tell you what, this Diet Coke has been in this Yeti for probably an hour, and it feels just like it just came out of your cooler. So we're going to have some of these. I'm going to get access to a discount code. And the thing is, you don't have to have the Knockout Radio logo on it. If you want the discount code, it better. But you can put anything on it, anybody's name, any kind of logos, whatever you want. I want to thank Big Nick for that. So.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about it.
Because you don't have one.
Because my soda is not cold right now.
That's your problem.
But I saw on Facebook that Shane Grossman, Eric Mayoral, everybody has a Knockout Radio Yeti yep. cooler except the co-host. Like the most important guy on the show, the guy with all the talent, didn't get a cooler.
That's why you didn't get one. because you're a blatant liar. You make crap up.
What are you talking about?
The talent.
You got to take care of the talent.
Exactly. That's why I have my Yeti. What do you do? You don't even carry the equipment anymore.
Well, because I got a bad shoulder.
Yeah. when you first of all, you'll never leapfrog Shane Grossman.
Well, he's the president.
He's the president of the fan club. Not one, but two Knockout Radio tattoos are on his body that will never be taken off. They could be changed. You know, like if I miss his birthday party or something, he may change the logo. But from now on, that's going nowhere.
So how do I get a Yeti? I got to give you a
tattoo
promo code. What's my promo code?
Pay 120%.
I got to pay for it as a discount.
We can talk. We can talk because you've got something I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard you're taking it to your place.
Oh, yeah.
But if it goes to my place, we might be able to talk. You
finally
never
have a little leverage on the old man.
You never have anything that I want, okay. Ever. I've asked you for a few things that would be cool on the patio. Of course, my pool is gone, so we'll have to fix that. But that would look pretty cool out there.
I like it.
So, what's up with you? I'll act like I care.
So, just got back from Albuquerque. I was out there for the Bare Knuckle BKSC 48.
Tell me about the MMA takedown that happened.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a double under.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, it was Bryce Hall, influencer, you know, superstar, you know, young influencer kid.
Is he a superstar if I've never heard of him?
Yeah, because in his world, he's got like 13 million followers.
Okay.
So,
right. No, I mean, that's
he's,
fine.
He's got clout.
Okay.
He trained with Lorenzo Hunt, the double champ of the Bare Knuckle.
Did he really train with him?
He did.
Or was Lorenzo just kind of there? So, was he the guy that Lorenzo was punching in the gut?
Yeah.
And he like kind of winced and Lorenzo went off on him?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And that kid actually did the same sequence that Lorenzo's done in the past. So now there's a video of them going back and forth in the same sequence, same punch sequence, same result. Okay. And like standing over the guy at the end. I mean, it was pretty incredible.
Who did he beat?
He beat Gee, the Cutman. Cutman for the BKFC.
So is he a fighter at all?
He is. He was 2-0 until this match.
Oh, really?
So, you know, so it was, and then obviously the main event was John Dodson just showed that he's on a different level.
And I didn't want to be, and I only said this to you privately,
yeah,
you know,
for
you
sure.
Went and you trained your boy and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's loyalty and there's friendship and there's whatever. John Dodson's on a different level.
He is.
You know, he's been around this a lot longer, even though he's new to bare knuckle.
Sure.
You know, let's be honest. Right. He's new to that.
His third fight.
But he's been around the fight game. And
he trained with the best of the best in the world. I mean, Jackson Wink, Albuquerque, in altitude, with John Jones and Holly Holm, and the list goes on and on.
It's one of those.
It's unbelievable. So, you know, and kudos to John. I mean, you know, he did exactly what the game plan was. I was in the fight camp. I knew the strategy. They knew what John was going to do. And John did it. Like, to a T.
Yeah.
He didn't deviate. He didn't try to fake him. He didn't try to, like, you know, manipulate the plan. He just went and did what he did, and that's why he's a magic man.
I forgot. I do have the pet peeve, and I want to get to it before we hit the break, and then we're going to go up to Boston. So I'm sitting at a table at UFC Fight Night Saturday,
okay?
Steve's in the back shooting video, doing what he's doing. I'm on the end, okay, the end of the row. This didn't happen once. This happened more than once when someone, and it doesn't matter if it's a UFC employee or not, and even though I think at least one or two of them were, they walk by, there's a freaking trash can on the end. You've been in those seats, right?
Right.
They put it right there where I'm sitting. One time while I'm sitting there, I lost it. I was at the Outback Bowl big gala, and a general did it, and I gave him crap. So I just want you to know I'm an equal opportunity.
Well, maybe for that Cub Swanson fight, that's where the judges put all their scorecards at the end in the trash can because it was an awful.
Yeah, it was. Even Cub said that. Cub said he didn't think he won.
Immediately he said it.
You know, and he said it at the press conference. And yeah, I didn't think he won.
So that's why the trash can is next to the octagon. They can just take it straight from the cage, wad it up, throw it away, and move on.
That's what they should do. And speaking of moving on, let's go hit our first break. When we come back, we'll head up to Boston as we get ready for UFC 292 this weekend. Big stuff on the line. Does your boy come through? I know you're not going to be able to wait till Saturday night around 3 in the morning when it finally goes off. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is Dale Murphy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Greg Nettles from the New York Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are back with you live from Tournament de Pizza. Real quick, before we go to the phone lines, Nettles saying that he's from the New York Yankees. Is it like the Marines? Once a Marine, always a Marine?
Greg
Nettles, once a Yankee, always a Yankee?
Kind of.
Okay. Any other team, it's no, but
yeah, Yankees, right. It's the Yankees. You're always a Yankee.
Okay, let's head up to Boston as we get ready for UFC 292 this weekend, and welcome back to the program, Gerald Mershart. Gerald, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. Things another day, and then another week in a UFC. Let's talk about it. Pretty quick turnaround. I mean, it seems like you just got out of the octagon. I think it was the beginning of April. Did you take any time off at all?
A little bit of time. I moved the family down to South Florida to kind of live where I'm training at in Killcliff. So the downtime there, still hustling around, moving. But, you know, I like to be active. I like to stay in the cage. Fighting is my life. So here I am.
I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Chris Daukaus when he said that he went down in weight, and he said because of the size of Derek Lewis. With the move to Florida, we're based in Florida, national show out of Tampa, St. Pete. What took you so long coming to the great state of Florida?
Well, I had a lot of family and a lot of good gyms, great gyms up in Wisconsin, and you know, it just happened to be one of those things where all the guys my size kind of either retired or moved on to other things. And, you know, I came down to Killcliff for the first time last year. I forget when it was, but, you know, I've been doing it for a little bit now, and I just thought now was the right time. I wish I would have done it sooner, but, you know, better late than never.
Absolutely. Welcome to the great state of Florida.
Gerald, I'm on your Instagram page, and I'm looking up. It looks like a lot of food photos. It looks like a lot of rattlesnake. Talk about the diet, man, like a beef rattlesnake diet. Is that what you're on?
And I definitely eat a lot of red meat. So rattlesnake is a company that sponsors me, and they're, I can't say enough good things about them. If anybody is looking to get their beef supplies from somewhere, you know you're going to want quality ingredients and, like, you know, no funny stuff putting in the cattle. They ranch raise all the cattle in the USA, in Kansas. They process, package, and do everything themselves. It's not just a label. It's actually a U.S.-based, U.S.-made company. You know, they just do it the old-fashioned way. They're out there with the cows every day. They post it all the time, so you can see it on their Instagram. And they treated me very well, and I love their product. It keeps me healthy, and it helps feed my family.
Since Matt brought up about food, I'm curious. A lot of times fighters tell me the week of a fight, obviously, you know, the weight cut, and you're going through all that, but you watch the Food Network. You watch all those food channels. Are you one of those guys?
I am one of those guys, but I also do it when I'm not cutting weight, too. I actually love, I'm not a great cook, but I do love cooking, and I love more, like, the method behind why you do everything you do to, like, get the final product, kind of like the science behind it almost. So that really interests me.
Very cool. We watch all those shows as well. I pretend like I know what I'm doing, and, of course, I don't and start fires in our kitchen. I'm curious, when you get the phone call, you know, hey, are you available? We're looking at this date. What are you the team looks for? What are you looking for? Is it the opponent? Is it the date? You know, what is the first thing that matters when you're trying to get matched up?
I mean, at this point, being in the UFC, you know, anybody you fight is going to be tough. There's not really a reason for me to ever say no right now, especially like I don't have a ranking. You know, I'm not close to a title shot, and I just love to fight. So as long as I'm healthy and, you know, I can make weight and I know I can show up and perform, I'm going to say yes.
I know Matt has something, but let me just jump off of that, and it's in another organization and it doesn't really matter. It drives me crazy when fans, not alone other fighters, say a fighter is scared to fight somebody. Give me your thoughts on that. I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely situational things where, like, you know, knee-jerk reaction for a lot of fans if someone backs out of something that said, oh, they're scared. You know, as a fighter myself, I can tell you there's 101 different reasons they could have a very legitimate case to not want to fight, especially if you're in the UFC, no matter, you know, where you are on the ranking. You know, every fight is the most important fight of your career. And if you take a fight when you're not healthy enough to perform, you know, that could be one wrong turn can, you know, change the whole outcome of your entire life, basically. So there's a lot that goes into it, and, you know, a lot of things that you think might not be a very threatening injury or, like, circumstance can actually affect the fight a lot. So I tend to give a little more leeway. Have there been times when I think, you know, maybe another guy is scared? Maybe, but that's, you know, probably a bias because they're, like, supposed to hit one of my teammates or something.
So Joe, okay, so I got hung up on the meat and, like, the delicious photos.
Yeah,
of the Rattlesnake.
I'm going to get some food.
Company. I just didn't go far enough down your Instagram page, man. I made a mistake, so I'm going to start over. So here's my first question of the day. So Randy, when Randy and I go to UFC events or anything where there's celebrities, he always makes me stand on the end of photos because if we ever break up, it's like a boyfriend or girlfriend. He could just crop me out, and I was never there.
All right, let me just jump in, and he can finish. It's not when. It's not if. It's when. We know it's going to happen. He's been fired 3 times on this show, and he refuses to leave.
It's true. But there's a picture with you and Theo Vaughn, the comedian, and in the description you said that there's somebody else that was in the photo, but they're not pictured. So my curiosity is, who was not pictured in the photo?
Oh, there was another fighter I was sharing the locker room with, and I said on there, I didn't do that intentionally. It was like somebody, whoever sent me the photo, cropped him out prior to it, right? So there was 2 of us in that photo. I wasn't trying to, like, snub anybody or anything like that. But there was another guy in the locker room that was, like, a couple fights before me that was in there.
How cool is Theo, though? I mean, how cool is that to hang out with Theo? Is he just as, like, cool in real life as he is on, like, Instagram and all the social?
No, he was a really, really cool guy. Seemed really down to earth. You know, it was a very brief interaction, but he was really nice. And, like, the way he talked to me, it wasn't like someone who's like, oh, I've seen you on TV before. And, like, oh, yeah, you know, you're great, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, the way he talked to me is, like, he's actually watched. You could tell he's actually watched my fight and he's very into the sport in general. Like he thought about his responses, like, you know, in our brief interaction, and like really gave it thought and was like, no, I'm going to consider like what I've seen of you over the years or whatever it was. He gave me a really nice compliment and it was like, you know, oh, you actually really follow the sport. So that was very, very cool. It was really cool to meet him.
So if you've seen his video stand up where he talks about Tampa, how like the zoning in Tampa is so crazy that, you know, you can have a strip club next to like a place to get dental next to a place that sells patties out the back. You know, it's like just like the zoning here is so crazy. Like one building will have all these different businesses. So what's the craziest thing you've seen since moving to Florida full time that you didn't expect to see?
Honestly, I get, well, and like, as you're describing that, I'm like, yeah, that just sounds like Florida, because that's pretty much, I've been coming down here for camp, well, coming down there for camps for, you know, about a year now, so I'm kind of used to the whole thing, but it's definitely, my wife had only been once very briefly, and she's only ever lived in the Midwest and isn't very well traveled, so it was a really huge culture shock for her, and it was very fun for me to watch from the outside, especially because as you guys know, there's a lot of people that move down, especially to Southern Florida where I am, from the Upper East Coast, and they bring with them a lot of good, like, deli food and Italian food especially, and she thought Olive Garden was, like, good Italian food, so to see her try actual Italian food has been really fun to watch.
We were watching TV for 30, 40 years, my wife and I, and whether it's Maury, whether it's Jerry Springer, whether it's any of them, it's like Bob and Lisa from Zephyr Hills, Florida, Mary and Julie from Cape Coral. They're always from Florida, always.
Yeah. No, if you see a white person with like a really bad tan, then they're probably from Florida if they're on one of those shows.
And I'll say it. You don't have to. I'll say it in no teeth. We're missing teeth. They're from Florida for sure.
And Gerald, so just to roll out the red carpet for you, to welcome you to the state of Florida, I own a pizzeria. I learned how to cook in Brooklyn. So if your wife and you want to come from some authentic real pizza and you're in Tampa Bay, hit up Randy, let me know, and we'll roll out the red carpet for you guys.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll drive to Tampa just for that, man. Are you kidding me?
Well, no, we'll go much above that. You know, the pizzeria, we have three fishing captains if you want to go fishing. My son's father-in-law is the head fishing captain at Walt Disney World. Kelly Anderson's at the restaurant right now. He can take you deep sea fishing, bow fishing. I mean, we'll hook you up with a really good time for sure.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Before I get yelled at by the UFC, let me at least ask you this. Give me your thoughts on Andre.
You know, he's a good opponent. I think his confidence grows because he's, you know, been on like a couple fight win streak. He is probably one of the better grapplers I've faced in a while. That being said, he wants to keep talking about how he's like the best grappler of the division and this and that. And, you know, he's a young up and comer. He's only got one or two losses maybe, but, you know, I'm hungry right now. I feel great mentally, physically, and I'm not trying to have a grappling match. I want to fight him. So anywhere the fight goes, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to hit him with hands, elbows, knees, shins, whatever I can. I'm going to make it a dog fight. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to use all my veteran tricks, and you know, I think I'm going to get the win decisively this Saturday.
I'm just curious, and Andre was on the show when he was on The Ultimate Fighter, but he does know that you have, I don't know, like a few or many submission victories, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's doing that intentionally to like try to piss me off or something, because he's like, that was a point he keeps like poking at, and I have the record for our division by like double what anyone else has, pretty much. So, yeah, I don't know.
What's the biggest change in the sport, you know, from your first fight, which I think was just over 50 professional fights ago, you know, to your last one? Obviously, your next one is this weekend. What is the biggest change?
I would say the biggest change, like in the sport itself, that I've noticed is a lot more guys. It's becoming much more like true mixed martial arts. There's no one, even guys that come in as straight wrestlers, they're blending everything. Like, you know, even I'm not super old, but I've been around for a little while. Even when I started, there were guys that like, you knew if they were a wrestler or a boxer, and you could tell by the way they fight. Now you can't tell what anyone's background is. And even guys that weren't collegiate wrestlers have really good wrestling in the cage, and even guys that weren't, you know, jiu-jitsu world champions are submitting black belts. So it's evolved a lot.
Saturday, UFC 292. And I always ask you guys, and I probably asked you this last time you were on, it's a work week. You know, it's all about, you know, the ultimate goal to have fun on Saturday, obviously. But will you get out? It's Boston. It's kind of a really cool town. Will you get out and experience any of it, or is it 100% focus on Saturday?
Oh, no, man, I'm going to go have fun. Fight week's supposed to be fun time. I don't know. Some guys get their blinders on and they get all serious and angry all week. I can't do that. There's like a museum, anthropology and natural history museum that's like right across the street. There's a park across the street I'm going to check out. I'm going to try and hit up as many spots as I can, you know, within the time frame I have.
Love Boston. It's very near and dear. I was stationed there. I met my wife there. Absolutely love it. It's killing me that I'm not there. Gerald, thank you very much for your time. Have fun this week. Have fun on Saturday. After the show, I'll text you my number so you have it, and let's get you and your wife up here. It's very rare to say up because normally everybody's above Tampa. to get you up here to Tampa and show you a really good time.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys.
Take care. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong as well as one from Bucked Up Energy Drink. Thanks, Gerald.
Oh, thank you very much.
Take care of that. It's Gerald Merchart back in the octagon. And, you know, the guy's only 35-16. You know, he has like 52 fights.
Oh,
and
he's new to this.
And for Andre to kind of like, you know, poke the bear kind of thing, it's kind of interesting. All right, let's go hit the bottom of the hour break as the shenanigans continues. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
You're as cold as ice.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Ron Duguay from formerly New York Rangers, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Back in live tournament, the pizza, Brunson, was it, I forget his first name, the big poker guy.
Oh, Doyle.
Doyle, you know, they're showing an old poker with the big hat on there.
Well, the World Series poker was recently out in Vegas. Because one of my friends flew out and competed, and he's like, you might see me on TV.
So he watched it.
He donated to the
funds. he donated to the winner.
He walked up, handed in his like ante fee or his buy-in fee, and then just like I guess came back home.
Reports out of, I guess it was this morning's Buccaneer practice.
Okay.
Bucks went up to the practice with the Jets. I was going to go. I was really looking forward to it. It was going to be cool. Marty Lyon's still involved with the Jets. I was going to do some stuff with the Jets. Due to the surgery that my wife had, I decided to make the right decision and not go. But Russell Gage appeared to get injured this morning. And early reports, you know what that means. It could be pretty bad.
Ouch.
Which is awful.
Worse than Tommy John surgery for the McConaughey?
I don't know, but it's...
Rays star pitcher?
It's not as bad as the Rays star shortstop.
Yeah. What's going on with that guy?
You know, things are weird.
Wander Franco, is that his name?
So our buddy who's sitting behind us told me the story that I guess he got a call from the Rays that he didn't pick up his giveaway on Sunday. And I don't remember what it was. We could yell at him, a hat, a bobblehead, or whatever.
Okay.
It was his item.
Right.
14 and under.
Oh, no.
So the giveaway was for 14 and under, and with this whole thing that's coming out.
Yeah, so for those that aren't baseball fans, one of the star players for the Tampa Bay Rays is allegedly having an affair or a relationship with a 14-year-old girl from the Dominican Republic, and she threatened to expose him if he didn't pay her. And then he didn't pay her, so she sent text messages and proof, and now he's on suspension and taking time away from the game to let the league investigate. And it's a crazy story. I mean, didn't he sign for a $185 million contract?
Yep.
I mean, it's
insanity.
Insanity.
All right, let me also talk about, and we'll hit a break in a couple minutes and then go talk to Jason Knight for the final episode of This Ultimate Fighter. I may be getting beat up in the very near future.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not by the guy who's going to kick your ass.
I saw that tattoo. And did you see my response to the old tattoo picture?
No.
I sent a picture of a butterfly on the back of a tattoo.
Okay. All right. So David Mundell is trying to get the fight with Mike Perry.
Yes.
Okay. I think it'd be a great fight.
It's a great fight.
I think it could be a great fight.
It should be.
Okay. It should be. It should be. It could be.
Mundell's got the skill. He's a tough dude.
I get all that. And I told David Mundell that I respect him, but stop saying another fighter is scared. Mike Perry's not scared. I don't think Mike Perry is scared. And another person jumped on the chat, and this is what he said. This makes sense. Mike Perry's not scared. He might be scared of losing everything that he's built up.
Correct.
Right.
To a guy that doesn't have the same status or the same following.
So I'm still okay with Mundell, or let me rephrase that. Mundell is still cool with me until my next post.
Okay.
And again, I stand by this. I'm not trying to give David Mundell crap.
Okay.
I said maybe Mike Perry is looking for the name, not being the name.
True. He wants to go up to Connor.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's
he's not going to fight Connor.
That's the super fight.
Right, but that's not going to happen.
You don't think they'll ever do it?
It's not going to happen first anytime soon.
There's got to be a reason he re-signed. I mean, the BKSC re-signed Perry.
I understand.
For a four-fight deal, right?
I don't know what it is. I would be shocked first if unless Connor is going to get all the money. BKFC can't pay Connor McGregor.
Right, right.
You know,
but Triller can.
They probably can. You know,
but I guarantee there's something in there where at least Perry has an option or some. There's got to be some kind of reason for you to re-sign.
But if that's the case, then no, he doesn't fight anybody. Why would he fight anybody and jeopardize that?
Right.
Because if Mike Perry goes out and loses to Dave Mundell, which is possible, then Mundell gets the Connor fight.
Right.
So, no, he's not. So, again, it's not that he's scared to fight anybody. I truly believe that. But what could happen? Anything could happen. And then you lose. So if he re-signs to fight Connor, which I don't think is ever going to happen, unless the UFC and Dana somehow...
Well, didn't Connor just agree to the Chandler fight in December? Isn't that official now?
I saw something that said Connor said December, and Chandler said, you're out on boats and drinking, and I haven't seen you hit bags yet. So, did you watch last night's episode?
No.
Basically, whether Brad Katona wants... And I'm a Brad guy.
You are.
I am.
Part of the fan club.
Well, it's not the fan club. It's... You know, everybody gave Brad crap. They were his coaches on the other team.
Yeah.
So where Jason Knight, and I supported Jason Knight as well.
You did.
You know, when he said and Kurt said and everybody else said they wouldn't move, And Katona was on the show twice, and he said, I'm absolutely going. They're my coaches.
Sure.
Was he a diva? He was a diva. They got in a little scuffle last night. You know, our guest, you know, later today, who's going to fight Brad Katona. You know, so there's a lot of Cody Gibson. There's a lot of trash talking. That's going to be, should be a very good fight. But I supported Brad Katona in all of that. But whether Brad Katona wants to admit this, whether Conor McGregor wants to admit this, this is an all Michael Chandler final.
Oh, for sure.
Even though he's wearing the other colors.
Correct.
And it's kind of why I wanted Cody to win, because I didn't want Conor to be able to say
that he won the Ultimate Fighter.
Right.
Because he's going to be like, that's my guy.
Right.
And those are my coaches. And we won the Ultimate Fighter. We let them win all the prelim stuff.
Right.
But when it didn't matter. And we won the one that mattered.
So then it would have been funny, I guess, in my weird, warped sense of mind, if Cody loses and then the up and coming whatever prospect, which is Conor, fights Brad Katona, which is the veteran, but he'd switch sides because that's his coaches. A, what does Conor do? Who does Conor help? You know what I'm saying? Because now it's his team,
right,
and his teammate.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Then you have a problem.
I think it's Katona all day. I think his loyalty is to Katona. It's a good look for him. And the better Katona does in his career in the UFC is better for McGregor in the UFC.
Yeah, I'm not saying I disagree. Wished I was going up to it. Wished Jason Knight was in it.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff about Jason. A lot of good stuff about, you know, the whole thing. The finale should be pretty good. Should be. And all we can do is hope after we talked last week, and then we'll be talking to Jason after this break, that Jason does get the opportunity. That fight last week deserves a lot. You know, their agreement,
well,
they, you know, to bang.
Yeah.
It was a good fight. So it'll all go down. We'll see what happens.
Speaking of another good fight, you were there for the Luque fight, the Rafael dos Anjos versus Vicente Luque.
And because the event started at noon, I wasn't rushing to the airport.
All Brazilian main event.
You know what the best part of the Apex was?
What's that?
And I was talking to some of the PR people, and there were fans, some fans, you can get in. There was some family, blah, 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 blah. You didn't hear the knucklehead chant.
Right. Yeah, because there's no one there.
Right.
And, you know, and I think I saw you, were you wearing a green knockout radio shirt, polo?
I don't know.
Or an eight-man strong. It was a green eight-man strong.
No, I wasn't. I was in a knockout
radio. Or was it? Okay.
So Steve was an eight-man, but...
Yeah, I saw you on the TV.
Who knows?
But it was nice that after Vicente won... He in the post interview, you know, he talked about thank Daniel Mendez, my Muay Thai coach from Coconut Creek, who helped him with his footwork, and so he'll be in Boston this week with Hot Rod, so with RoboCop is what they call him.
Let's go ahead and break, and let's get Jason Knight on to talk about his final week of corresponding from the Ultimate Fighter. He will be on numerous times. This is Knockout Radio, Eight Men Strong, Staff Zone.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this
is NFL Hall of Famer.
No. Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
As we get ready for this weekend's UFC in Boston, UFC 292. Last night was the final episode of The Ultimate Fighter Tough 31. And for the last time during the show, obviously Jason Knight hopefully will be involved moving forward. But for the final episode of last night, let's welcome back to the program Jason Knight. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Taking my little weekly break from work.
So because it's work, I'm sure you want to continue this so you can always get that 5 or 8 minute break, right?
I'm telling you, it'd be nice.
All right, let's talk about last night's episode. Anything happen that you didn't see or you were not aware of?
You know, they showed the crawfish bowl and, you know, the little pickleball tournament we had. So I wasn't really expecting them to put that on there at this point in the season. I thought that, you know, that was all out of the window, and then all of a sudden they threw a curveball at me.
Well, it keeps everybody interested. So when was the crab boil? I mean, was it after the all of you guys fought?
No, that was I want to say it was after the quarterfinal fight. It was right before the semifinals, like the weekend before.
I gotcha. Anything that you found humorous? Because I got to be honest with you, as I'm watching the fight and I'm thinking this is a 10-8, possibly a 10-7 round, I hear Connor continues, you know, to yell beautiful movement and how good he looked.
Yeah, man, I just don't understand Connor when it comes to that. Cody's clearly winning the fight, and I guess, you know, that's just Connor's way of saying that, you know, I guess kind of like helping pick Rico up. But, you know, we all knew ahead of time that Cody was going to get the win, no matter, you know, whether it was a finish or decision or whatever. And I think Connor knew that as well. He just wanted to, you know, kind of root Rico on, I guess you could say.
Other thing that I noticed last night, we're talking to Jason Knight as we do each and every week, talking about last night's Ultimate Fighter episode and, of course, the entire season. I have so mixed emotions on the question I want to ask you. So, obviously, you know, Cody was banged up. And if you noticed, you didn't have to be a rocket scientist to see it. The first two, three things, you know, that the opponent did, that Rico did, was go to kick the knee. Give me your thoughts on that. I mean, I know about your last fight and the agreement. We're going to fight. We're going to, you know. So I'm torn. Should I be torn?
The way I look at it, you know, that's a dirty move. And what's even worse is the only person on that team that would have known that would be Brad. And Brad and Cody had bad vibes between each other. They kind of didn't really care much for each other. So I would definitely think that Brad would go over there and share that information. So, you know, if anything, I'm more pissed at Brad for that than anybody. You know, Rico, of course, you know, you got an opponent who's naturally probably a better fighter than you, more skilled, you know, more advanced in his career. You want to target the areas of weakness. You know, you try to give yourself whatever advantage that you can squeeze by with. And I believe that was, you know, kind of Rico's mindset was, you know, I'm not going to win this fight unless, you know, somehow I hurt him. And I think that was kind of what Rico was going towards. But at the same time, you know, it's dirty that Brad would have went over there and shared that information, because no one from their team knew anything about that knee injury until Brad switched sides.
Well, let me say this, and I'm thinking, you know, how to say this, and if anybody knows, it would be you, that I have gone to people and said, you know, what's on my mind, which it eventually is going to catch up to me. I get that. I've defended Brad Katona. I just defended him 5 minutes before you came on. I supported him going to the other side and all that. But if he did do that, I mean, that changes everything. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, that's dirty. And it obviously, and we saw in the episode last night, they don't like each other. They're looking forward to fighting each other. If he did that, then yeah, I'm going to reach out to him. And if I was going to Boston this weekend, which I'm not, I would ask him. And I'm going to text him to ask, because if he did do that, I agree with you. That's crap, and I'm changing my opinion. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, I honestly don't believe that he would tell you even if he did. I don't see that in Brad's character. I don't see him being that big of a stand-up guy to admit whenever he was wrong. You know, that might just be, you know, a sour taste in my mouth, because, you know, the way I look at it, I believe that's the only way possible that Rico could have known something about that knee, because we never trained with those guys. Cody never walked around with a knee brace or anything around those guys. He always, you know, made sure that he never showed that at all for that specific reason, that he might be fighting one of their teammates. None of them needed to know that he had an injury. And, you know, at the same time, it might just be the fact that Rico was trying to land a kick and that just happened to be the leg that he was kicking. But, you know, I believe wholeheartedly that Brad went over there and was like, hey, man, go for this leg. This is the leg that's hurt. He has a torn MCL or whatever. And, you know, the way I look at it, I think Brad was looking for an easier fight in the finale. You know, an easier shot at becoming a double ultimate fighter, you know. Right. And if Rico gets there, that's an easier fight than Cody all day, every day. So that's, in my opinion, that's what Brad was looking at. Get Cody out of the way now, so that way I don't have to fight him later.
So Jason, obviously those are, you know, X's and O's about the show and what's going on. My question is going back more to a photo I see on your Instagram from the 31st, where you took a picture with Jelly Roll, the singer, the musician. And before you came on the show, we just talked to Gerald Merchant, who was photo with Theo Vaughn, the comedian. So how cool is it that the popularity of The Ultimate Fighter and the fight game, you know, it used to be fighters would take a picture with a celebrity, but now it looks like it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the celebrities are coming to the combat sport world. And what's that like for you to be recognized and known for what you do?
Man, it was awesome. The way that worked out, Michael Chandler did an episode of his show that he's been doing. It's a tough reaction show with Michael Chandler. And he had Jelly Roll on the show. And Jelly Roll, you know, talked really, really good about me, talked about how he's a big fan and he loves Jason Knight and all this stuff. So I just reached out to him on Instagram and I was like, hey, man, I really appreciate the kind words. Thank you so much. You don't know how much that means. And he reached out and said, look, you know, we got to stick together. Anytime I have a show close to you, let me know. And, you know, I told him, man, you got a show coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm going to see about getting tickets and hopefully we can hang out after. He said, don't worry about it. I got you however many tickets you need. And he made it where me and my family parked in the tour bus area, got us, you know, backstage passes. And he was an awesome guy to meet. You know, took pictures with all my kids, signed, you know, whatever he wanted to for all of my kids, because my kids are such huge Jelly Roll fans that it's unreal. And that was an experience that I will never forget. So I know for a fact that's an experience that my kids will never forget. And I can't thank that guy enough for that.
Very cool.
It's awesome.
And to see how far it's come, you know, from what I saw at UFC 1 and nobody even knew, nobody even cared, you know, Chuck Liddell walked in, they're like, other than the haircut, I wouldn't have known, to now being recognized, you know, for all your hard work and all of the fighters' hard work, is really something very, very cool.
Yeah, man, I love where the sport has gone over the years. You know, when I first started watching the UFC, it was so much smaller. You could see, like, the arenas were smaller, the crowds were smaller. And now, you know, you're fighting in front of thousands of people live. And then there's millions of people around the world watching. So, you know, I'm a small town kid from Mississippi that never thought I would go anywhere. You know, I thought that I started fighting just to have fun. and not get in trouble for it. And now I've got people all around the world that reach out to me through Instagram just about on a daily basis and tells me that they're huge fans and stuff like that and how proud they are of my career and they can't wait to watch my next fight. And I'm talking Russia, Australia, just all over the world. And it's just mind-blowing that a kid from South Mississippi is known on the other side of the globe. And I absolutely love it.
What I like even more, Jason, is the fact that, we watch TV shows, we watch wrestlers, we watch boxers, we watch MMA, blah, 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 blah. I like that people are getting to know the fighters. And I truly believe that people all over the country and all over the world are getting to like Jason Knight because of what they saw during this season.
Absolutely.
Not how you fought, because you're an absolute animal, and we already know that, in the octagon. It's the type of person that you are, and I'm not trying to blow smoke or anything like that. It's just you've shown what kind of human being you are, how you stuck up for the other team, how you stuck together as a team. And I think that says as much, if not more, about the sport that we love that was once known as cockfighting to we're human beings and, we're good people.
Yeah, man, I absolutely love just mixed martial arts in general, what it does for people. I went from a problem child, just a kid with a bad attitude that would fight you just because you looked at me the wrong way. So, now I have the most cool, calm, collected temper that you'll ever see. And you can do anything besides put your hands on me or my family. And outside of that octagon, I will not, do anything to you. You get to get away with it. And you see that every day. You see kids that, they won't even talk in class. They have no friends. And then all of a sudden, you get them into mixed martial arts. You get them in a jiu-jitsu class, a kickboxing class, whatever it may be. They come out of their shell. And they're excelling in life because I don't know what it is about mixed martial arts. It gives you a different perspective on life. No matter what discipline you're in, it helps you throughout this life. It teaches you respect, courage, all that good stuff. And you don't even know that you're learning it until it's too late. You already have it instilled in you by, your coaches or your teammates or whatever. It's an awesome way to live.
Before Matt asks his next question, I just want to thank you for changing your demeanor, because our first conversation, if it was the old Jason Knight, I may not be here.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, I was just going to piggyback on what Randy's saying, and the show gets to know who you are. That's what the Western cultures do, right? Like the Chinese cultures, like they build up the fighters and the story and the history and the respect for the martial art, where, here in the Western civilization, it's all about trash talking and the Conor McGregor antics. So I think the Ultimate Fighter is an amazing series, and it's great for the sport.
Before we run out of time, Jason, two final things. One, how was the crawfish boil?
It was great, man. The thing about a crawfish boil, it's like a chance for everybody to come together and really bond. It's a big bonding experience. I myself don't eat crawfish, but I love to eat the sausage and the corn out of the crawfish. It was a great experience. A lot of the producers, I don't know, why they didn't show any of the producers or whatever, but a lot of the producers got to come out there and enjoy some crawfish with us and stuff. So it wasn't all just the fighters there, I guess you could say socializing. But it was a little bit of everybody. It was a big social experiment, and it went great.
Probably the most important question I could ask you through the whole 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it was, and you mentioned about the fight, and you hoped, and I'm curious, has anything been said? Has anything been offered about a contract? Did you earn a contract even though you're not in the finale?
Nothing has happened as of yet. And I'm pretty sure that's just because the finale is not over, but I know for 100% fact, with every fiber of my being, I will be getting a call soon. I don't know how soon, but it's a guarantee that I'm going to be getting a call.
That's the best news of it all. Jason, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for doing this the whole season. I have a little gift being sent out to you for giving us some time, and let's talk again soon. I don't know, like next Wednesday.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Anytime you get ready, give me a phone call. Do I have enough time to say one little story?
Yep. I can hold you through to the next, or you got about a minute.
All right. So anybody who doesn't know mine and Randy's first reaction, our first interaction, I was fighting for BKFC. I had my flag on my shoulders, and it's an American flag, and I got too close to the ropes, and I kind of like threw my flag off. Well, Randy thought that was an insult, thought that I was insulting America by throwing my flag down, and, you know, I explained, hey, man, I love that flag. I didn't mean nothing by it. So, therefore, you know, I gained his respect that day, I guess. But anyways, that's the story that you keep hearing about our first interaction.
Well, I think it was the way you handled it after Absolutely. The fact is what made him. The same reason that the fans love you so much around the world is because of how you handled it in your character.
And you held back from smashing my face in. So those two things meant a whole lot.
But don't touch his jelly roll. He will be throwing fists if you touch his food.
Jason, we're at the top of the hour. Thank you for everything, man. I'll call you this weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Jason Knight, our correspondent all season long.
Love that guy.
I truly do. I love that guy. All right, let's hit our top of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Benny Blaze from the University of Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.